The police were called by staff at the MRI after a male collapsed at a local venue and believed that he'd possibly taken an overdose. So police then went on to investigate. Unfortunately, yesterday morning he passed away.
Another tragedy, you know, in these circumstances where drugs are involved.
Drugs are always dangerous, and I think it's important that the public realise that when you take drugs that aren't prescribed by a doctor, you're literally dicing with death. We've not confirmed that drugs are the cause of this man's death. However, we do understand that drugs may have been a factor in his evening that night.
Tell us about the investigation then, what's been happening?
Well, it's gone to a Home Office post-mortem to try and establish the cause of death, and that's ongoing. And obviously we're speaking to people, we're asking for people who were at the venue to approach us who might have seen him collapse, seen any drug dealing going on or any issues like that. We've released through the media a number that they can contact if they've got any concerns or any information for us.
And of course, as well, you know, somebody out there has again lost a son, a brother. It's just tragic consequences.
This is absolutely tragic. You've got a 30-year-old male, employed, fit, healthy, loving family, and now they're grieving over the loss of something that needn't have happened.
It's important at this stage, as you mentioned at the start of this interview, to get that message out there about drug taking, isn't it?
It's vital that the public realise the risks that they're taking. There's no prescription medication, it's not measured, it's not tested, the purity can be up or down, and literally you're taking your life in your hands, and what you did yesterday you do again today, and it can have adverse effects. And different people react differently to different drugs in different ways.
We talk about dirty drugs, contaminated drugs, you know, whether this is the case here or not, each person reacts differently no matter what is in the makeup of that drug.
It's got nothing to do with age, it's got nothing to do with size even. You know, you think, I'm quite a big chap. And it's the same with alcohol, as we know. It's not your tolerance even, it's the circumstances on that day, at that time, you take that product and the consequences are dire.
So in terms of the investigation, you have made an appeal for witnesses. Is it a case of, like you say, anyone who saw anything suspicious, or what about anyone else who might have fallen ill that night?
As far as we're aware, there are no other reported persons who've suffered any adverse effects from being at the venue that night. But naturally, if people are feeling unwell, they need to seek medical attention. But we believe this is just isolated to this one person at this moment.
And from the venue's point of view, I imagine that, you know, it's a tragedy for them. I presume they're cooperating.
They're cooperating fully. They're obviously upset because it's a life lost. They are cooperating fully. They always have done. We know that the venue have a strict drugs policy and they're doing everything they can to assist us.